This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. This is such, listen to me everybody. We have a very important segment today with someone who understands what inflammation is all about, because his whole development with his company is to patent anti-inflammatory compounds. And it shows promise in treating neuropathy, neuropathic pain, inflammation, and addiction. Imagine that. And right up my alley, Canalife Sciences is his company. Dean Pakonis, where do we even begin with this conversation, Dean Pakonis?
Well, Frankie, thanks for having me on the program. I think the way you begin is with the famous Dr. George Yancopoulos, who's the co-founder of Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, where he says, "Don't believe the science. Belief is for your faith in God. Challenge the science."
I love that. Challenge the science. Stop listening to doctors.
Right. Stop listening to the pundits and focus on delivering everything that you can through the article of invention or innovation. If you have something that's going to be shared with humanity and to make a difference for mankind, you have to constantly challenge the science and ignore and challenge the dogma. And so where we started 13 years ago, we got ourselves into a dogmatic quagmire. We were constantly battling the field of combatants. We got involved originally to evaluate if there was anything medicinal about cannabis or marijuana. And
yes,
we took a pharmaceutical approach. And so we were originally vilified by
absolutely
constituents in
yes.
the cannabis
yes.
industry, thought we were big science and big government, and we got vilified there. And then when the CBD market exploded, we were cobbled together with the failure of that market. And so it's always a challenge to get your story out there in a field of combatants that are constantly creating this quagmire of events that consistently take place. We can get into it later, but I certainly want to answer to any questions you have about how we got to where we are today.
Well, there's a lot here, and I want to break it down, because I think we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces. As the CEO of Canalife Sciences, you call yourself Breakthrough Therapeutics Targeting Inflammation. You know, and I know, that the number one cause for pharmaceuticals and for opioids is pain caused from inflammation. So when you first entered the arena, you said you were originally wanting to do CBD, but you realized very early on in the game that CBD alone was not going to cut it.
Yes. Again, it goes back to what I opened up with, challenge of science. So early on in the game, like you're talking about 2010, and when we first took a license with National Institutes of Health to evaluate a government patent, that patent classified cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And we looked at this government patent and we said, well, wow, there's one a compound in cannabis that we want to take a look at. And so we did, and we focused on CBD in 2013 before anybody's really looking at it from a pharmaceutical perspective. I mean, other than GW Pharma.
Right.
But at that point in 2013, GW had not gone through any of their phase 3 trials for Epidiolex, which is CBD from a plant extract. So when we look at it from an ethical pharmaceutical perspective, like you're going to make a drug, you're going to synthesize it, you're going to take it through the clinic, and the FDA is going to, watch what you're doing. And when we looked at the drug-like properties of CBD, we thought that they were poor. We made that very, very clear that we felt that the prospect of CBD in the clinic was not going to be very good. And we said, okay, well, there's some good here, but there's some not so good. And so how do we get rid of the not so good? And Frankie, the way I explain it to the layperson is, think of it as a walk bridge across a 1,000-foot ravine in a tropical rainforest. And you got rotted wood and rotted rope, and you got to get across this ravine, and it's at least 600 foot to get from one side to the other. And somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to walk across that bridge. And they go, well, that bridge is not very safe. It's not very sound. It doesn't have good structure to it. And so, well, you got to get to the other side. And then, of course, the smart gal in the room says, hey, there's a steel walk bridge about a half a mile down the road. Let's just go there. And so that's what structure is. It's about a chemistry in a compound that's either strong enough to facilitate and has the good properties to facilitate good responses in trials, or you have a weak compound like a bad drawbridge, a walk bridge that can't do the work. So what we did is we said, let's make CBD a better compound. But to do that, we had to break it apart and say, okay, some of these elements are no good. Some of the greasy elements are no good. Some of the other product properties of CBD are no good. But some of the other properties are good. Inflammation, which you talked about. Is CBD a good anti-inflammatory? Not if you don't make it a better bridge. Not if you don't make the compound a better bridge. You have to improve upon it. Improve upon those areas. Is it a good neuroprotectant? Yes. Is it great? No. You have to improve upon it. Does it have a narrow focus when you put it in the body, like to try to get to the areas that need to be gotten to? And the answer is no, it's all over the place. And the last thing is, you know, does it get to where it needs to get to, because of its distribution in the body? And the answer is no, it's very poor that way. So you had to make it more water soluble. So we took an engineer's approach to the issue. And we kind of really built, no pun intended, but we built the bridge from those folks that believe that there's something medicinal about cannabis, and we bridged it across to the other side to say, you've got to take an outside-the-box view on chemistry and make something that nature provided to you, which is modest at best, and work on it and make it better. And that's what we did.
Okay, so I have to ask you, your leading compound, KLS-13019, is a groundbreaking game change in the field of small molecule medicine. Do you consider yourself at Cannalife Sciences cannabis company, pharmaceutical company? What is this bridge that you call yourself?
We're a drug discovery company. We're a pharmaceutical company that follows the rules that you have to follow to get a drug into humans. We're not selling CBD at the C-store. We never produced anything that could be put into a vial. We didn't take any shortcuts. We were originally a pharmaceutical company. We're always going to be a pharmaceutical company. And we get often confused with a cannabis company because we use the word Cannalife. And
yes,
in a sense, you have to recognize that the drug profiles that we're working on are called cannabinoids. That's the key. They are considered cannabinoids. One of the targets that our drug hits a cannabinoid receptor in the body. It hits something called GPR55, which is an orphan cannabinoid receptor. So we are a drug discovery pharmaceutical company, and our focus is to develop drugs like cannabinoid therapeutics to deal with certain targets in the body. And in that sense, that's as far as we can take it with the connection to cannabis.
Cannabinoids, and I want people to understand, are not just found in the plant.
Right. You can synthetically design, for instance, the father of all things THC, Dr. Rafael Meshulam, who passed away last year.
Famous Israeli.
Right. And he synthesized THC. You didn't have to get it out of the plant. You can get it out of the lab. And of course, in the last decade, CBD has been taken out of the lab and has been produced from, extract in plant, from biosynthesis in reactor and fermentation, from medicinal scale up chemistry. So there, you know, what happens is that you take what nature gives you and then you advance it. And those are synthetic analogs, and ours is a brand new compound that may have been inspired by CBD, but it owes no debt of obligation to the plant at all. It is its own, primus. It's a unique compound, nothing else like it in the world.
Your KLS 13019 is the recipient of some grant funding from the National Institute of Health. I want to know, when we come back from break, where you are with this product. Are you on market with it? Also, in addition to reducing neuropathic pain and inflammation in animals, it has shown incredible activity in the reduction of reward-seeking behavior, craving for morphine. So exciting what you're doing. So that addictive behavior is being stopped in the brain. So much to talk about. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Dean. Give us the best website, please, Dean.
www.cannalife, cannalife.com.
And we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company. are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and Dean. Welcome back. Dean, this is all so exciting. Canna Life Sciences, you've been doing this for over a decade now, trying to make a difference in the world of medicine, starting out looking at the plant, the cannabis plant, realizing that you could use the cannabinoid mentality, but not necessarily the plant. And where are we today with KLS-13019?
So because we had gotten a $3 million grant from NIH in October 2021, we were able to use those funds for what they call IND-enabling studies. That means getting your drug ready for human trials. We're two-thirds of the way through the three-year grant cycle with the final year starting right about now, actually started last month, and will be completed in September. We got those funds, and they're non-dilutive funds. We didn't need investors to pay for our way to find
awesome.
Out our drug yeah. work. However, we got caught in the crosshairs of consecutive market fiascos, one being COVID, the second being the overindulgence of funding biotech deals post-COVID, mostly in the virology space because of hype, and a lot of the funding availability that would be there now doesn't exist because the biotech market crashed and is now in a 33-month bear. So we were very, very lucky and fortunate to get the NIH money and not have to pay any equity for it or any other fees for that those funds. And it came out of the NIH, and we're grateful to the taxpayers in this country for continuing to fund research when the private sector just doesn't do it. So we're very close to getting what we need in the balance of the science that's necessary for us to file a new drug application or an investigational new drug application with the FDA. We're probably, I would say, 6 months away from talking to the FDA and going and getting guidance. And then hopefully within 18 months, be actually in the clinic studying our drug in humans.
This is going to be a game changer. This is going to be a game changer for people that have neuropathic issues, that people have been addicted to opioids. It sounds to me like this is really the game changer.
It is. And what we've really missed is, the private sector engagement with our company. I mean, look, we most definitively need somewhere between 15 and 20 million. But it's a small price to pay for the hundreds of billions of dollars in costs that exist out there for these gaps in treatment. Obviously, neuropathic pain, chronic pain, huge gap in treatment, not enough drugs out there. But to your point on the addiction side, what was interesting about our preclinical animal models and discovery, and many thanks to Temple University for uncovering this, when we first got our grant money, we were asked to come up with three solutions. One, can your drug prevent the onset of neuropathy caused by chemo? Two, can your drug reverse the neuropathy once the chemo has been started? Three, because Heal was interested in reducing opioid use, does your drug have any opioid properties that we should consider? And can it restrict the engagement by the animal to seek more of the reward? And in all three cases, we came up smelling roses. We prevented neuropathy, we've reversed neuropathy, and we prevented the animal from going back to the morphine. We know we don't have an opioid. We know it's been tested. It's not classified as an opioid. We have no dance floor capacity with an opioid receptor. We just don't. Our drug doesn't do that. It doesn't occupy that receptor. And what we found out is that there was something at work with regards to inflammation. So then Temple took it a little further. They said, well, what happens if we give KLS-13019, if we give it to the animal before we give it naloxone, after we've given the animal 5 days of chronic morphine? Because, you know, frankly, what happens is in the clinic, in the human clinic, when people develop chemoneuropathy, they're given opioids or gabapentin because that's the only thing that seems to work because there aren't any other drugs out there. And so when you're giving a patient opioids, that's already problematic. So anyway, Temple gave the animal 5 days of chronic morphine, and on the fifth day, they got the animal out of crisis by giving it naloxone. And I'm sure you've heard all about harm reduction. Let's put up clean needle sites. Let's give drugs to addicts that need it.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
When they go to OD, we're going to give them Narcan and naloxone, and we're going to get them out of respiratory crisis and save their lives. And I'm all for saving lives, but that's not harm reduction. So let me tell you what happened in the study, and I think I shared the video with you. So yes. Temple doses up the rats for 5 days. Now, on the fifth day, they give it naloxone, all five cases. But in two cases, they gave our drug to two rats prior to giving them naloxone. 2 hours prior, they get our drug. And wouldn't you know it, they're not aggressive. They're not anxious. They're not trying to jump out of the box. They're just walking around, very cognitive, no problems, no signs of aggression or anxiety, which is generally the case what they call opioid use disorder. Those are withdrawal symptoms that are brought on by the 1970s style of we're going to fix this problem and save a life. It doesn't change the program problem, which is how do you get the person off of these opioids? How do you have a post-treatment?
How do you do it? Exactly.
Right. So here you're talking about off-label stuff. Like we talked about Ozempic earlier, weight loss. It's meant for type 2 diabetic patients with insulin dysregulation, right? But now everybody's getting it for weight loss, which is...
Everybody. Yeah.
Right. That's not the intended use, but that's where it's being sold. And our intended use is going to be to reverse peripheral neuropathy. But there's an alternative use involved as well. And the other thing that Temple found out was another fascinating stat that they found out is they did 5 days of morphine dosing in rats on the pain score. And then they gave morphine on the fifth day in a single administration and they lost their tolerance to pain by about 45%. But when they gave our drug instead of morphine on the fifth day, they scored 100% of pain tolerance. So we could be used in combination with opioids and wean a patient off of pain management opioids by giving them our drug. We are not an opioid and we're not an NSAID. And why we're not an NSAID is really good because let's say you have hypertension and inflammation and you can't take a leave if you're on hypertension medication.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But yes. you could potentially take our drug. So we got this. That's why we're a game changer. That's why
I love this. I love this. I love this story. And we have got to have you back. This is just the beginning of one of the most exciting. I mean, I really believe that you are on to something that will really and truly. We will look back in 5 years and say, Dean, you changed the way we deal with pain in this country. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really believe that. So how can people reach out to you and find out more?
Send me an email, dean@canalife.com. It could be reached there at any time. I always respond to emails. And I'm always happy to loop back with you, Frankie, if any event.
Oh, no, we'll have you back because this is just the beginning of the conversation. There's so much more, and we look forward to talking with you soon, Dean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And hi, everybody. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you.
is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey. Jeff Simlian is back with us. Jeff, I cannot believe it has been a year, 1 year, we met at the MBiz conference. Yeah, the Cannabis Conference in Vegas.
Yes,
You were in the beginning stages, in the middle stages of getting your dispensary up and moving. And a year later, first of all, I want to just tell everybody that you are a very significant person in the community, in the Boston community. You're a successful entrepreneur. You're passionate about advancing the Black community and making a positive impact on the community. You were born in Haiti. You moved to the United States with your family at a young age. And despite facing all of those challenges, you found a way. You found a way to level it up in life. And your work history is very diverse, dabbling in industries before landing a real estate broker, becoming a real estate broker. But here we are now. The CEO and founder of Lowkey Dispensary, a Black-owned marijuana dispensary located in the Black community where you grew up. And tell us, are you up and running and what's the latest?
Yes, we are up and running at this point. We opened our doors last month, finally, in October 8th. It's been a full month now. Since we opened our doors, and things been going good. They've been going great. Sales are increasing on a daily basis. So I'm excited. I'm excited to finally be in this space here.
I want you to share with everyone that this was not just get a space and open it up. You have been working on this for how many years now?
Honestly, I could say 2018. That's when I submitted my first application with the city of Boston in May 2018 for my retail license in the city of Boston. So that's been a day. But I actually applied for these economic empowerment license with the state in 2016.
What were the roadblocks? Share with us, because I want people to get a feel and a sense, even in the best of times. I understand COVID, but what has taken so long to get up and running, and why is it the funding? Is it the logistics, the laws in Massachusetts, or combination?
All the above, Frankie, all the above. I mean, this is something that's new, right, to the state. And one of the toughest challenges that we all faced in the beginning was the fact that the CC's number one priority was consumer safety, right? So because of consumer safety, so it was a lot of rules, a lot of red tape that we all had to go through. So we all had to understand how to navigate this space, because there's a lot of red tape, whether it's from packaging, something as small as packaging, right, to how you enter the facility location, building location, property location. So there's so many issues, so many red tape that we all had to figure out for, a few years, right? Then COVID,
right.
Then COVID happened, right? Then funding, right? Funding is another piece where, again, depending on location, depending on who you are, depending on your connection, your environment, right? Access to capital plays a role into this as well, right? So there's a lot of huge challenges that, me at this point now, I can sit back and look, my journey and say, wow, all right, I had issues here, I had issues there. But ultimately, for me personally, just, I'm very big on accountability, right? So I don't necessarily look at it as anybody's fault, or it's the CCC or it's the BCB or anybody, right? They all play a role into it, but I think the rules and regulations that were set, right, is what really needs to be corrected. It's not anybody in particular. It's just the rules,
right,
and laws that some of them doesn't necessarily make sense, right? And some of them doesn't really apply, right?
Right. So, right. And with all due respect, though, there are other shops that have opened up since your journey began that have not taken that long.
Absolutely.
So there. Yeah. So it saddens me because you're such a strong leader in the Black community, and your mission is so powerful. It's so powerful. So I am so excited and thrilled for you to be up and running and to finally open the door and tell everybody about the name Low Key.
Yes. The name Low Key, honestly came from a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, same name as Jeff. One day we was having a sesh and he basically just said, wow, man, I never knew you consumed. And he was just like, man, you're very low key with it. And at the time I was already in the process and the name was the actual name for the business was actually leveling up. That I figured like, you know what, low key is more on brand and it more suits my personality. And also who, you know, individuals that I know that consumes are not necessarily high key with it or very open, right? So they, everybody pretty much is very low key, right? So I was, that's what's authentic with me and that's what's authentic with my community and people that I do know, right? So, I'm going to run with it. So it's, to me, it's just all about, you know, being authentic, right? I was in a huge smoker growing up. I dabbled here and then from high school, college. I played sports, so to me, the propaganda of, you know, consuming will damage your lungs and your health and so on and so forth, right? I grew up believing in that. Like I said, I'm Haitian, so my parents, you know, growing up in a Haitian household, you know, cannabis is drugs, you know what I mean? It's the worst thing that you could do, right? But it wasn't something that I, you know, fully 100% believed in, and, you know, my personality allowed me to, you know, to at least... you know, indulge and try it out and be curious, right? But
right.
I was always like, oh man, I don't want my family to know that I have this going, that I did this, or I don't want to get in trouble and So I never wanted to be in those situations. But as I got older, I realized this is not what it is. When I went to California the first time, it always baffled me, like, why is it legal or it's, you know, it's okay in Cali, but not in Massachusetts and other states. And then as, you know, as time progresses and we got to the point where it became legal, it was becoming legal. So, and being a businessman at that time, you know, it really sparked my interest for me to say, let me at least, you know, be inquisitive and take a look at this and explore it.
I know it was important for you to open in your community, to be a role model. But before we go there, you have to tell me, what were your parents, did they accept that you opened up a cannabis shop?
Yes. I mean, my parents are investors in the business. It's not necessarily, I don't think we had a conversation about like, oh man, this is drugs, or you becoming a drug dealer, or, you know, we didn't, you know, anything like that, anything negative like that. It was just like, hey, mom, dad, you know, I'm opening up a business. And this is what we have going on. This is what it is. And, all right, cool. They, you know, went back to funding, you know, you guys want to invest? And yes. And yeah, here we are.
Awesome. That is so cool. That is, I love that. You have been involved, very much involved, helping other entrepreneurs and especially Black men, and you host a monthly event, and it's called Kings Among Kings. And I know that this is a very important group for you. And when we come back from break, maybe we can talk a little bit about that and why that your community work is still so critical and so important. And before we go to break, though, what's your message to anyone trying? Because talk about perseverance. Anyone trying to get into an industry, or especially this industry, what would you say to them?
Well, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't advise anybody to really try to get into this cannabis industry at this point right now. You know, I think anybody who would want to get into this, you're a little too late. But I will tell you, if you want to, you know, you always have to be persistent and learn how to overcome, right? And I guess it's a conflict answer, because just me just being into this space currently.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said, yeah, I mean, I love the honesty and I, but you know, if people knew what you've gone through and the ups and the downs in your journey here, it's just been so, I mean, it blows me away.
Indeed. It's not something easy. Yeah. It's not something easy that I will tell anybody that, like, hey, you have to, you know, you could do it too. You know what I mean? It's doable in the world possible, but you know, there's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of...
Absolutely. You know, we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue. Lowkey, is it lowkey.com?
Lowkeydispensary.com.
And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back. This is a very honest, in-depth conversation with Jeff Simlian, cannabis professional, commercial real estate, his journey in opening low-key dispensary. And Jeff, welcome back. And I know that this has been a really rough road. The industry is going through some very tough challenges. The regulations are going to strangle the industry, absolutely strangle the industry. And what saddens me is conglomerates and major corporations are coming in, and small people like you are feeling the pressure because it's all on your shoulders.
100%. It's been a challenge that's the reason I said that's not an advice that I'll give, you know, the random person to say, hey, you know, this is something that you want to jump into, because, again, I've had to do a lot of research to understand where was this industry heading, right? How do you stand apart? How do you separate yourself from the rest? I mean, this is something that we plan on implementing now with our neighborhood strains that we plan on having, because, again, the industry now is all about branding. It's not just about open doors and people just come and buy weed. Now people are looking for deals. They're looking for bundles. They're looking for products that they could relate to, that they want a consistency from it, right? From whatever that they're consuming, and they want to know who they're consuming it from, who they're buying it from, right? So before, it was just like, wow, people don't know what cannabis is. They never had it before. They had it a long time ago, and they're like, now everybody's buying it. Right now, it's just like, okay, especially with the way the economy is now there is a, you know, intentional, right? People are intentional on how they spent their money or where they spent their money.
Yes.
Who they spent their money with, right? So a lot of times we had some individuals who just thought that if you build it, it's going to happen, or just build it, everybody's just going to throw money at them. But now you have to be a little bit more strategic about how you operate and how you run your business, and also how you structure your business. Again, there's a lot of people that came in and just signed crazy leases, $30,000 a month, you know, thinking that, hey, they're just going to make so much money, or somebody's going to come in and buy them out early on and they're going to make millions and billions of dollars. But you have to create the business. You have to stabilize it. You have to make it profitable before somebody comes in and buy it. Or the industry needs to be at a consistent where it's legal. But we're not at those stages anymore. And, you know, and that takes time. So some people
Yes.
did not have that intention. So they came in just wanting to jump in. So for me, I wanted to come in into this industry because I was transitioning from commercial real estate, you know, as a broker, you know, providing a service, to more so being a business owner, right? To now, you know, and being a CEO, right? Knowing how to run and operate a business. So I was going into that mode where I realized, wow, this is an industry, that's what it needs. It needs for you to be owner operator. If you don't have big money like the, you know, the big MSOs to just throw at government, throw at politicians, to just throw at landlords and so on and so forth. So there had to be a strategy to this, right? So that's the difference, I think, that, that makes low-key different from some of my competitors and other retailers.
As a young entrepreneur and responsibilities, you have a young family to provide for.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And then I've risked a lot for them, right? And again, there's opportunity here in this industry to create a sustainable business. So my goal is to just try to take that approach. Commercial real estate, you know, real estate overall, it's for everybody, but not everybody could actually perform and be successful in it, right? I think everybody should own real estate. Everybody should understand real estate, but not everybody could provide the service that it takes to really to be successful in real estate, right? So it makes it a challenge. So I wouldn't expect my kids to follow my footsteps to be a real estate broker or agent or whatever it is. But again, it's just more so how do I create some type of longevity or business that could transpire into something for the long run. You can't do what you don't know. So one of the things that I felt that I did not, I'm not privy to other states, I mean, other towns at this point, right? So for me to get up and say, hey, I'm, you know, let's just say, well, I lived in Quincy, but let's just say Rockland, right? I don't know Rockland. So granted, it could be an easier process than Boston, but there's still challenges in anything that you do in life, right? So for me, right. I didn't want to occur those challenges going to a neighborhood, a community that I wasn't familiar with. Carbon Square, I grew up walking around, going to McDonald's, you know, getting my hair cut, you know, going to Walgreens and so on and so forth in that community. So I feel comfortable being in that community, walking around without, you know, having any fears or having knowing that I have any issues with anybody there or somebody's looking out to get me. So,
and it's a community that I feel like as a role model, you're really setting a precedent. You really are. And I admire you for that. But again, these are interesting times in this industry. And who knows how this is all going to play out. I'm so thrilled, though, that you're finally up and running with the location. And I just am hoping that you will be able to have tremendous success at this location. I really am. And I have to ask you, are you thinking of branching out and doing another location, or is this it for now?
We have a second license approved in West Roxbury. So during that time when we got the first one approved and, you know, as we had to wait on the city or just wait on the process overall, right? So it's not, like I said, it wasn't anybody's fault in particular. It's just how the progress, how the system is. So, right. So 2018, when, you know, it took me about 2 years, a little bit over a year or so to receive my HCA. We had to schedule, in 2020. I got married in 2019. It should have been in November, but I did get married, so it got pushed back to 2020. So when I scheduled for my HCA meeting, and by the time, so those within those 2 years, there was a lot of going back and forth with the BCB, ZBA, CCC. So a lot of learning process there. So by 2020,
yes.
When I finally received my, was able to do my community meeting and was able to receive my HCA, at that point, I just spent 2 years going through the process and meeting with community.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled that you came on, because I want people to hear that if you think for one moment that this is not filled with hard work and determination and perseverance, you're wrong. And come back. We're almost out of time, but come back, please. Give me the best website for people to find out more about you and Low-Key.
Absolutely. I have my own website, jeffsimillian.com. It's jeffsimillian.com. And also, lowkeydispensary.com. We are open from 12 to 7. We are having, we have a announcement. We are releasing Takao, which is a Method Man from Wu-Tang.
Oh, we gotta run. I'm so sorry. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, ATZ, and Educational Odyssey.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.